This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon the police to convert the challenge posed due to threats like digital frauds, cyber crimes and artificial intelligence, AI technology, into an opportunity. He asked the police to harness country's strength in artificial intelligence and aspirational India. Mr. Modi was speaking on the concluding day of All India Conference of Directors General and Inspectors General of Police at Bhubaneswar in Odisha today. The Prime Minister noted that wide-ranging discussions were held during the three-day conference on national and international dimensions of security challenges. He expressed satisfaction on the counter-strategies which emerged from the discussions. In Uttar Pradesh, members of the Judicial Inquiry Commission formed to investigate the violence that took place during the second survey of the Shahi Jama Masjid in Sambhal reached the mosque and started their inquiry. The commission, headed by retired High Court Judge Devendra Kumar Arora and also comprising former State Police Chief Arvind Kumar Jain and retired IAS Officer Amit Mohan Prasad, was formed by the state government to inquire into the violence that killed four people and left around 25 others, including policemen, injured. Meanwhile, the situation in Sambhal is returning to normalcy. The Rouse Avenue Court in Delhi today sent Aam Aadmi Party AAP MLA Naresh Balyan to a two-day police custody in connection with an extortion case and his alleged links to gangster Kapil Sangwan. MLA Naresh Balyan was arrested by Delhi Police Crime Branch yesterday after recovering an audio clip of a conversation between the AAP leader and the gangster reportedly based in London during an investigation. The conversation allegedly involved discussions about collecting ransom money from businessmen. Former Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal has ruled out any alliance of his party in the forthcoming assembly elections in Delhi. Mr. Kejriwal stated this while replying to a question about alliance in the upcoming elections during a press conference in New Delhi. AAP has already released its first list of 11 candidates for the upcoming assembly polls. Delhi BJP will launch Parivartan Yatra from 8th of this month for the upcoming Delhi assembly elections. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Delhi BJP Chief Virendra Sachdeva said that this will be a padyatra which will simultaneously begin from all the 7 Lok Sabha constituencies and cover one state assembly constituency each day. Party leaders and workers will interact with local citizens, RWAs and senior citizens, highlighting the AAP-led Delhi government's alleged failure in fulfilling the aspirations of the people in the national capital. The yatra is likely to continue till the 20th of this month. In Tamil Nadu, flood situation is grim as heavy rains lashed Viluppuram, Thiruvannamalai, Mayiladuthurai, Vellore and Ranipet districts as Cyclone Fringil is making way through the interior parts of the state on its way to the west coast towards the Arabian Sea. In Thiruvannamalai hills, boulders rolled over destroying the houses during the night. The condition of people living in a house which was completely destroyed is yet to be ascertained. The district collector said that since it was dark and raining, relief work was hampered. NDRF and SDRF teams will begin their work. 50 people have been rescued to safety. India has called for a critical balance between preventing plastic pollution and affecting sustainable development, especially of developing economies. Making an intervention at the final plenary of the 5th session of the Intergovernmental Negotiating Committee in Busan, South Korea, India reiterated the enormity of the challenge of plastic pollution. India's statement noted that this is a difficult task which requires mutual trust and understanding of each other's circumstances. The 25th edition of the Hornbill Festival, one of Nagaland's most iconic cultural events, commenced with grand opening, showcasing the state's rich cultural heritage on the global stage. In badminton, ace Indian shuttlers PV Sindhu and Lakshya Sen were crowned the singles champions at the Syed Modi International Tournament in Lucknow today. Two-time Olympic medalist and top seed Sindhu clinched women's singles title, overpowering China's Wu Luo Yu 21-14, 21-16 in the final today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.